The second component of the IWRM framework is consideration of the institutional role. This category consists of two components: creating an organizational framework, building institutional capacity. Creating an organizational framework focuses on developing the institutions needed to manage water resources within an IWRM framework and shifting from top-down centralized management to decentralized and participatory management. A key issue in this respect is to recognize the importance of effective coordination mechanisms between different agencies and stakeholders. Some examples of stakeholders are river and lake basin organizations, regulatory bodies, enforcement agencies, coordinating apex bodies of user associations, and public and private service providers. These organizations need to be given clear rights and responsibilities to allow for integration between them. Coordination or integration is required at different levels: national, state, provincial, and river basin or catchment levels. The establishment of national-level bodies is required to effectively operationalize IWRM by developing policies and strategies. It also coordinates water resources development over the whole country. Since water is managed at the state, province, regional level rather than at the national level, institutional setup and policies at these levels plays a significant role in properly managing resources and service providers.